Ball. The winner will play Tuesday against the winner of the Anago-Lakeland game. If Anago wins, that game would be in Anago. If Lakeland wins and the Lumberjacks win, the game would be right here. Here's the pitch. That's down low, and it's 2-0 now. Wind was blowing out a moment ago. Looks like it is going to be blowing out toward left and left center, at least right now. The 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 2-1. List ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Right down the middle, just above the knees, and he takes it for a strike. 2-2 now. Yeah, the Lumberjacks handled Merrill pretty easily in that doubleheader earlier this year, but obviously much different time of year now. 2-2 pitch, a little number toward third. Tomei charges. He's got it. Throw across is low, but Kronberger digs it out for the out. One down here for Merrill in the first inning, and Pearson Payan, the left fielder, will bat. Merrill running a different lineup out there today than they did in those doubleheader games, including on the mound. Holden Smith did not pitch against the Lumberjacks in that doubleheader sweep by East. Now Pearson Payan, left-handed batter, stands in to face List. First pitch, foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Defensively for the Lumberjacks, Andrew Heinzen in left, Ryan Selby in center, Isaac Cushman in right, Jake Tomey's at third, Matt Heinrichs the shortstop, Jackson Meyer at second, and Forrest Kronberger at first, Greg Levinsky behind the plate. List ready to work the 0-1 pitch. Stays up and outside, and it's 1-1. The wind by List, the 1-1. High and outside again, and it's 2-1. It should not be this cold the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. That should be a rule. The 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1 now. The other games in this Division II regional today, we mentioned Lakeland playing at Anago. Mozenese at home against Rhinelander, and Medford hosting Abbotsford Colby. The 3-1 pitch. Hit in the air to the gap in right center field. It's going to hang up there. Can Selby get there? He does. He runs it down on the gap for the second out. That's a nice job by Ryan Selby. He broke on that ball well and ran it down in the gap in right center, and there are two down here in the first inning. That had trouble written all over it off the bat, but Selby was able to run it down. Two down, and that'll bring up Cordell Rankin, the first baseman. Selby showed some speed running that one down in the gap. First pitch to Rankin. Strike at the letters on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. The wind by List, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball drops low and outside, 1-1. List ready and the 1-1 pitch. High and tight, 2-1. The 2-1 offering. Right down the middle, grounded towards short. Shot short hop, Heinrich bobbles it. Might have time, he throws, and in time for the out. He stayed with that one after it handcuffed him a little bit, and he throws out Rankin, and Merrill goes 1-2-3 here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Half inning of play, Merrill nothing. East coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible. But there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2019 best value brand. Seriously.
Visit HondaCertified.com to find the Honda that's right for you. With 2.49% APR for well-qualified buyers on select models.
See dealer for financing details. Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Feet aching after a long day? Not smelling so great either? Try new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue. Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget odor eaters, sprays, and powder. Fatigue-reducing insoles. Real foot support, plus the best in odor defense. From odor eaters.
It's a website just for East fans. EverythingLumberjacks.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
We're at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. And Holden Smith finishing up his warm-up pitches here. Getting set to face this Lumberjack lineup. Andrew Heinzen, Matt Heinrich, Sam Schubring here in the first inning. Our game brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. Your life and your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics in Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. 715-842-5688. This isn't the only athletic event going on today involving Lumberjack teams. Track and field sectionals going on down at Steam Stadium today. The girls' soccer team is playing across the way as they are taking on Wisconsin Rapids, and the Wausau Wolfpack lacrosse team is playing at Tom Field right about now against lacrosse. And the golf team playing the city golf tournament today. Heinzen will stand in now to face Smith, who pitches from a stretch. Even with nobody on base, first pitch misses outside, ball one. Smith ready, here it is. Low outside again, and it's 2-0 now. Heinzen had three hits in one of the wins over Merrill in that doubleheader earlier this season. Jackson Meyer had his best day of the year in that doubleheader as well. Three hits in the first game, was on base, it seemed like almost every at-bat. The 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, 2-1. Heinzen took it. Smith ready. The 2-1. Heinzen fouls it off first base side, and it's 2-2 now. Lumberjacks had a chance to finish over 500, guaranteed, but they dropped a couple of conference games with Wisconsin Rapids this week. Heinzen fouls a high breaking ball back to the screen to stay alive, 2-2. Bats didn't do much in the two games against Rapids. See if they can wake up today. The 2-2 pitch, strike three called. He fooled him. He was looking for a breaking ball and got a fastball right down the middle. And Heinzen is gone for the first down of the inning. Now the umpires are going to have a conversation about something here. The base umpire signaling to the home plate umpire that he wants to ask him about something. Maybe the way that Smith is working his windup on the mound. I can't imagine what else they might be talking about. Smith comes to a hard stretch or a hard stop out of the stretch and then pitches. Apparently just going to have a conversation of what will be a balk and what won't. I can't imagine what else they might be conversing about. Now the home plate umpire will clean off home plate, and we'll get back to action. It's going to be Matt Heinrich to bat. Smith ready the pitch. Fastball, Heinrich got jammed, hit a little looper to first base. Rankin will catch it for the second out of the inning. So two down, that'll bring up Sam Schubring, the DH. Schubring has been limited to DH duties after injuring his elbow while pitching earlier this season. He would have been normally plugged in to play somewhere in the infield when he wasn't pitching. Takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. But has only been able to DH since that injury. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, he gets jammed, a little looper to third base, and the inning is over, caught by Bunnell. And East goes quietly here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after one complete, nothing, nothing. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Follow the Lumberjacks anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythinglumberjacks.com.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Sean Schultz having a very animated conversation with the base umpire. That's what they were talking about, as to whether or not Holden Smith is balking when he takes that stretch position. And Sean Schultz isn't having any of it. This is going to be very interesting to see if they make him change that or not. It looks like he moves his foot twice before he comes set. The 0-1 pitch, or the first pitch, that is, to Holden Smith is down low by List, and it's 1-0. They're still talking about it as Sean Schultz is coaching first base this inning. Here's the pitch. He hits it on the ground to third. Big hop. Tome bobbles it, recovers. Does he have time to throw him out? He does. Bang, bang, play. Tome bobbled it, and then it rolled behind him. I didn't think he'd have time to throw him out, but he did. Got him by a half a step. One down here in the second. Lumberjack defense has not been good here the last couple of weeks. Game against Rapids the other night, Logan Zeitz pitching his first varsity game of the year, pitched pretty well, but some shoddy defense early cost him, gave up some runs. Peyton Becker, the shortstop, will bat now, and he takes the ball down low. Couple of ground balls here so far, bobbled, but the Lumberjacks were able to throw the runners out, so no damage done. The 1-0 pitch to Becker, that's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Sun trying to come out here among the dark clouds here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Wind is still blowing out toward left field. The 1-1 pitch, that's hit on the ground to short. Heinrichs got it. Throw across is in time for the out and two down. Don't forget Bucks basketball coming your way tonight here on Fox Sports Radio. We will head to Fiserv Forum when we're done here. Ted Davis on the call as the Bucks take on Toronto, game five of their playoff series. And we'll have it for you when we are finished up here. Batter is Jaden Suss, the center fielder. Takes a pitch down low, ball one. Two down, nobody on here for the Blue Jays in the second inning. Next pitch is high, and it's 2-0. Well, this isn't going to strike a lot of guys out, but he won't walk a lot of guys either for the most part. The 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. He had a really good stretch of games. In fact, pitched a couple of shutouts in a row, including a 1-0 victory over Antigo. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play, and it's 2-2 now. But he has really been a lifesaver for this Lumberjack pitching staff this year, and the coaching staff able to throw him out there, know they're going to get consistent innings from him for the most part after those injuries. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball grounded towards second. Myers got it, the throw in time for the out, and another 1-2-3 inning. Merrill goes quietly, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And the score after 1.5 remains 0-0. You're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There's a guy in my neighborhood that can fix just about anything. His workshop is kind of intimidating because he always has the right tools. He told me his grandfather taught him everything he knows. Then he handed me JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive. Now there's another guy in the neighborhood that can fix just about anything. Me. JB Weld is known as the world's strongest bond for metal, wood, plastic, and more. When strength really matters, don't glue it. JB Weld it. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Amazon, and more.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back here at Jack Dorazani Field at Wausau East, we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score in this regional tournament matchup. And Jake Tomey will lead things off here for East. Tomey, Kronberger, and Glavinsky for the Lumberjacks here in the second. Holden Smith ready to work to Tomey. First pitch, breaking ball stays high, ball one. Smith ready, the 1-0. That's low and inside. 2-0 now. Tomey's had a pretty good eye this year. He's drawn a lot of walks. He's got power with the wind blowing out to left today. You never know. Hard to hit one out of here. Bouncer up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Tomey bounces one over the pitcher's head. And into center field, and the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on here in the second inning for Forrest Kronberger. Kronberger's been hitting the ball hard. Even the outs he makes, a lot of times are line drives or hard ground balls. So Kronberger stands in. Tomey takes his lead at first. First pitch is hit on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lumberjacks are going to have the first two men on here. Jumped on the first pitch and grounded it in the hole between first and second. So runners at first and second with nobody out for Greg Glavinsky, the catcher. Rankin will play on the grass at first, thinking bunt here. Looks like Bunnell's going to stay home at third base. So it'll be Holden Smith who will cover the third base side in a bunt. Gravinsky clears, pulls the bat back, and the ball pops away, and both runners are going to advance. It's going to be a wild pitch. So Tomey and Kronberger move up. So they won't have to bunt now, and Glavinsky can knock him in with a base hit. Pitch in the dirt. Glavinsky tried to square, sort of a half-hearted effort. He couldn't decide whether or not to pull the bat back. They called it a ball, said he did. So it's 1-0. And the pitch, fastball, he swings and misses on a pitch off the plate outside, and it's 1-1. Runners on second and third with nobody out for the Lumberjacks here in the second inning. No score. Lumberjacks threatening. A 1-1 count on Glavinsky. Smith ready. Here it is. And that's foul back to the screen. Got a fastball up by the letters, and it's 1-2. Got to put this ball in play. They're playing back up the middle. They're conceding a run to get an out here. Rankin about even with the bag at first. Bunnell just a little bit behind the bag at third, but they're playing back up the middle. You put the ball in play, you're going to score here. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. He lifts it in the air to center field. That might be deep enough to get it done. Tomey is going to tag. The catch made. Here comes Tomey. They're going to throw home. That's going to be late, and the Lumberjacks will be on the board first here on a sack fly by Greg Glavinsky. Kronberger's got to stay at second base. East leads at 1-0 on the sack fly. One down now for Isaac Cushman. Medium fly ball to center field. The catch made out there by Jaden Suss, but his throw was way late. Kronberger leads off second. Now time called. Now Cushman digs in, and we're ready for action. Kronberger leading off second base. Smith the stretch and the pitch. Fastball right down the chute. Cushman took it, and it's 0-1. The stretch, the 0-1. Breaking ball, that's lifted in the air to center field. And once again, right at Suss, he catches this one. Kronberger stays where he is at second base. So now two down, and that'll bring up Jackson Meyer, the second baseman. So Meyer will stand in with two down and a runner at second base. Smith ready and the pitch. In the dirt, blocked and off the chest and then back to the screen, and Kronberger's going to move to third base. Another wild pitch from Smith, and that puts the runner at third now with two outs. So now all you need is another one of those and another run on the board. Also puts the pressure on the defense on ground balls. They've got to make the play or a run scores. All kinds of possibilities when you've got a runner at third base, even with two outs. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. That's high, and it's 1-1. Make that 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. This is the count you want to rip on, 2-0. Let's see if he gets a fastball he can handle. Here it is. There it is. Fastball inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Meyer thought that was inside and took it. Two balls and one strike. Might have got jammed if he swung at that one. Pretty good pitch by Smith. The 2-1. Another fastball. That's high and tight. 3-1 now. Ryan Selby waits on deck. The sun comes out. It's actually not a bad day. Still breezy here, but the 3-1, inside, ball four, and Meyer will draw a walk. And now runners at the corners with two outs for Ryan Selby. Merrill calling the defense on what they want to do with runners on first and third. We'll see if Steve Heinrich decides to send Meyer here. Kronberger with not great speed at third base if you want to try a double steal. The stretch and the pitch. Selby swings or takes a half cut, tried to stop and couldn't, and it's 0-1. It was almost as if he determined he was going to swing even before the ball was delivered by the pitcher at that time. Nothing in one. Next pitch, breaking ball, catches the inside corner, and Selby quickly in the hole here, 0-2. Long look in by Smith. Now he's got the sign he wants. The 0-2 pitch. Meyer goes. Strike three called. Selby took it right down the middle, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks cash in one. One run on a couple of hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. Score after two complete. It's East 1, Merrill nothing. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.